The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number two of the National Intel Report. This is Larkin, Texas, standing in for John today. What about the future of food? Are we being smart about our choices? Are we going to care about things like personal autonomy, independence, exercise of free will, true freedom of choice, and the like? What will our choices today portend for the future of our progeny? And what do we mean by GRIN technologies and the like? GRIN is, what do they call it? R is for robotics. I is for information. N is for nano. Help me remember what G is for. Genetic, robotic, information, and nanotechnologies. Are these the technologies that we will permit to light our paths in the way ahead? What is so smart about smart technology? This being the case, presumably that we care about things like independence and exercise of free will. Do we really want to become techno-slaves? Do we really want to become Luddites? I don't think I want to. Forgot to tell you about that job at McDonald's. The main reason I worked there is because there were so many pretty girls, so many happy people coming in to get their happy meals, if they had them then. And I was a Cracker Jack employee. I had my cool little wig on to hide my hair. I had my little paper hat. Dressed nice and neat. My shoes were shined. But even then, I saw that the fare of McDonald's was factory, farm fare. I remember when a McDonald's hamburger was a quarter. And when we were children, we all wanted to go to McDonald's. Something about that hamburger with those plastic onions was just so damn good. Those French fries. In those years, they were fried in beef tallow. Beef tallow is what American GIs during World War II experienced when they were in Europe frying what they termed French fries, or pommes frites. They were actually Belgian fries, and they were often fried in goose fat, or beef tallow, which is the waxy fat, the kind that you would use to make pemmican. which is a survival food, pemmican, P-E-M-M-I-C-A-N. And then Ray Kroc bought the restaurant out, the original one in California, and he grew the business, and we know what a behemoth McDonald's is today. Starbucks, I remember going to the original Starbucks in Seattle, Pike Place Market. Whole Foods, Amazon. Do we see a trend towards consolidation or what? And what does this mean about our choices? Communitarianism is a system of arrested development, ladies and gentlemen. Winston Churchill used this term of art in a famous quote, arrested development. In other words, our choices are becoming narrower and narrower. The options presented us are fewer and fewer in terms of what we can do with our lives, what we can make of it. And this is why I speak out about communitarianism, because very few people take the time to find out what the hell it is. And it wouldn't be important except its connection to something called communitarian law. Remember, in Europe, they euphemistically style it as community law. But it comes from the French, acquis communautaire, in English, communitarian law. If multinational corporation A in Germany is doing business with multinational corporation B in the States, each in turn is doing business within the same contract with multinational corporation C in China, and there happens to be a contract or legal dispute. Somebody's not fulfilling their end of the bargain. There's a dispute. In which court of law shall we adjudicate such a dispute? Well, it would be in a communitarian court. And we don't think communitarian courts exist inside the USA today, or Canada, or Mexico, or anywhere else. But they do. It's important that we learn what the hell this thing is. Community law. There used to be a contract clause, the supremacy of communitarian law contract clause. Nowadays, they just use court citations and the like. They'll point to some regulatory agency or some agency of quote-unquote government. Because I think government has gone by the wayside, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what will hold, that will rule in the case of a contract dispute. I keep saying, I've been saying for a few years, we have to up our game. Some will say, well, communitarianism is just a fancy new word for communism. But it is not. Some will say, well, it must be fascism. But it's not. It's a melding of the two. Yes, it's largely corporatism. It's mercantilism or free trade. But there's so many things. And that's what makes it so handy for implementing, affecting policy in a police state. Because it can mean whatever somebody wants it to mean. Can you imagine? We have a bevy of laws. We have a mountain of laws and codes and statutes and regulations that we're supposed to live our lives by. And at most, we know only a handful of them. baby boomers grew up with the idea that, well, we have this thing called the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution is the law of the land, and that can't be a bad thing because we're such a wonderful country. And we, you know, we won all of our wars, and we're so mighty, and we're just, you know, we're a special people. Arrested Development. This is where a system with real live people manning the controls has control of your thoughts. With control of your thoughts, they have control of your actions. So we have to ask ourselves, who owns your mind? Who owns your body? Who owns your thoughts? This is what this crossroads in history is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Who will rule? Who will control? The religionists will say one thing. The secularists another. But many more opportunists will say whatever sounds good, whatever floats their boat at the moment. But always remember, you're not what you think. And you're not what you say. But you most certainly are what you do. Are you part of the problem? Or are you part of the solution? So going back to that word thrive. Thrive was the name of a documentary put out in the last couple of years, produced by a communitarian dilettante and trust fund baby named Foster Gamble. You can watch it for free on the internet, of course. Thrive. A few weeks ago, President Trump used this very word in a speech. Thrive. Now, you think this word means one thing, but what does it really mean? And my goodness, we all want to live in a nice community, don't we? We don't want to pollute the environment. Sustainable development sounds cool to me. But it's important, I think, for RBN listeners in particular to get into the minds of the people that are being used to keep all of us divided and conquered. You may call them the people on the left, the communists perhaps, the socialists, maybe. But I would invite you to go online and watch some things. One is called The Corporation. Another is called The Story of Stuff. The End of Suburbia. Remember what Sun Tzu said. You have to know yourself. You have to know your enemy in order to prevail in all your battles. If you claim to know yourself, but not the enemy, or the other way around, then you can expect to lose half of your battles. You want to be armed with information and facts. And you all want to up your games just a little. We meet people in our lives that are going to help us. We want exemplary lives. We want to do right by ourselves and each other, our family members, people we care about, people we love. But how do we know that we're not participating in organized crime? Look at the structure of a modern corporation. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. A book was written about 1956 by William H. White, W-H-Y-T-E. It was called The Organization Man. Look it up. The Organization Man. About that same year, there was a novel written by Sloan Wilson. A movie was made of it. The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit. Look that one up. What does this portend for our futures? We have a caste system in a corporation. Shareholders or investors. You may have heard the communitarian term bandied about today called stakeholders. Doesn't mean what you think it is. Yes, it emanates partially from that word grubstake. What's a stakeholder? Below the shareholders in that organizational chart, in a corporation, would be the board of directors, who often meet behind closed doors. Yes? Well, then you have the management class, the managers. And many of these people are compartmentalized as well. Just like the group below them, the workers, the laborers, a caste system, or shareholders, board of directors, managers, and laborers. In the communist parlance, you have the intelligentsia at the top. Then you have the nomenclatura, the bureaucracy, below that. And below that, you have the bourgeoisie. At the bottom, the proletariat. Another caste system. Intelligentsia, that's like your one percenters. Priests of the mind, shall we say. Nomenclatura. The firewall between the great unwashed, the bourgeoisie, and the proletariat. In a socialist system, the nomenclatura grows. It expands. What do we see in America today? A growing bureaucracy. We've witnessed it in our lifetimes. This is your nomenclatura. The bourgeoisie are the people that feel like they have a stake in this economy. They own some property, or they think they do. They may own a car. They may be small landholders, landowners. They may own a home, or they think they do. And the proletariat lives from hand to mouth. They're wage slaves. They're propertyless. But what happens in a communist revolution? Who's targeted? Which group? It's always the bourgeoisie. Nomenclatura, the bureaucracy expands. Bourgeoisie, the middle class, shrinks exponentially. And the proletariat grows. A famous economist of his day was Bernard de Mandeville, M-A-N-D-E-V-I-L-L-E, Bernard Mandeville. He was famous for a poem called The Fable of the Bees. Now, he envisioned a caste system. And it was based around the idea of a honeybee hive. There was the queen bee, the largest bee, a fertile female. Then there was the queen's court, the retinue, all female worker bees. Then the worker bees outside the hive and the drones. Another caste system. And we'll pick this up after the break. Do call in 800-313-9443.
Folks, we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be, been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got beads of perspiration as she tries to keep her cool. She says that mess, it don't get no better. There's gonna come a day someone's gonna get killed out there. And I turn to her and say, Texas. She says, what? I said, Texas. She says, what? They got big long roads out there. Warm winds blowing, heat and blue sky, and a road that goes forever. I'm going to Texas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming on to the final 40 minutes of the broadcast. This is a good time for y'all to call in and weigh in with your thoughts. I'm sure we all like to hear them. As a matter of record here, let me make a few notes. From my notes, remember we mentioned the organization man, William H. White. do a search. All of these terms are searchable. The man in the gray flannel suit, the novel and the movie. The documentary Thrive, the story of Stuff, the end of Suburbia. What indeed is or was the tragedy of the commons? Why was it so controversial? How about that documentary, Cowspiracy? We've all heard conspiracy. What about Cowspiracy? Do a search for that too. Back to Bernard de Mandeville. Remember, capitalism juxtaposed against communism equals communitarianism. State capitalism, or super capitalism, in today's world is synonymous with communism, in a sense. They had to rebrand these words. Fascism, dirty word. Communism, dirty word. Let's come up with a new one. Everybody wants to live in a nice community, right? Community this, community that, community chest. You know, our common future. Our common future. Do a search. This is where we get the Brundtland Report. The language of sustainable development was codified in the Brundtland Report, Our Common Future. Bernard de Mandeville, well, getting back to capitalism versus communism equals communitarianism, think about problem, reaction, solution. Thesis versus or juxtaposed against its antithesis produces synthesis. Let's conjure up or manufacture a quote-unquote problem. Let's anticipate what the reactions might be. Let's control both sides. Why? Because we have a predetermined solution in mind. Sort of like, oh, Homeland Security, Patriot Act. Remember? Problem, reaction, solution. Thesis versus antithesis equals the synthesis. So what are we seeing in this mainstream press today? What are we seeing in the reactions constantly to the narrative set forward by this so-called mainstream press? Problem, reaction, solution. Remember the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Remember that communism was spawned by capitalists in the U.S. And let's always remember that. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Somebody's watching me. Who's watching you? Somebody's watching you. I know somebody's watching me. Listening to me. Whichever. But what is the future of food? What's the future of our air? Air that we breathe. What about our water? How many ways can we count in which we're being poisoned? Back to Bernard de Mandeville. Most folks haven't heard of this man, but isn't it interesting that he was well thought of, mentioned in their writings by the likes of Adam Smith, The Wealth of Nations, 1776. And Adam Weishaupt, who announced the Order of the Perfectibilist, the Bavarian Order of the Illuminati, on May Day, May 1st, 1776. great fans, but also Moses Mordecai Levy, a.k.a. Karl Marx. So how is it this man, Bernard de Mandeville, could be so well thought of by Adam Smith, Adam Weishaupt, and Karl Marx? How much real difference is there between supercapitalism and communism in today's world? I encourage you to read those pieces. Do a search. Communitarianism, First Things First. Lark on Communitarianism. The next piece, Techno-Slavery. What does this portend for the future of food? Your food. Briat Savarin, the Frenchman who wrote Physiology of Taste, La Physiologique de Goût. He said, you tell me what a man eats, or you tell me what you eat, and I'll tell you who you are. I took this to heart as a young man. I took it to heart. Tell me what you eat, and I'll tell you who you are. This should be the future of food, but I think it's only going to be in the control of you, the individual. Think about what a soil scientist thinks about. I have friends today who are soil scientists. Perhaps you do too. Communitarianism is a scientific dictatorship of the global to local community. And the architecture for this system of systems in and on an environment of environments was built from the ground up. It began with the long march through the institutions of religion, theology, philosophy, academia. It's pervasive in every field of human endeavor today. You're surrounded by communitarians. Most of whom, of course, don't know they're communitarians, and they have been assigned a label that they themselves did not attach to themselves. Remember this thing called money. This is also a technological tool. Deemed useful, supposedly represents a store of value. What kind of a technology is it? What about this technology called language, divided between symbols and signs? Who owns your body? Who owns your mind? Does it matter? Anyway, we do have a caller on the line. Caller, I forgot your name already. Please tell me your name, where you're from.
Norm? Hello?
Hi, Norm.
Hello? Yeah, Norm from west of Buffalo, New York.
How do you do?
Great. Good to hear you. Your presentation is so keen, and thank you for this opportunity. And your research is fulfilling. I'd like to talk about Amazon and Whole Foods a little bit. Because Bezos' his business model was to sell cheap even if he lost money. So in my experiences ordering products from there, there's been bootleg things that have come in, electronics. There's talk that I can't verify this, but I heard it on RBN that this turmeric had mercury in it, some contaminated products. And this is before the announcement of Whole Foods buyout. So But what are your thoughts of him buying a, was it the Washington Post?
Well, remember, capitalists are always hell-bent on crony monopolistic capitalism. Remember, too, what John D. Rockefeller said. He said that competition is a sin.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Competition is a sin. So, you know, capitalism today has nothing to do with free markets and free enterprise and the like. I think we can all agree on that. You know, with the privatization of so-called government under a program entitled Reinventing Government, euphemistically, begun during the early 90s, everything has been privatized today. There are no more public lands. There are no more public offices. Easily provable.
Everything's for sale.
That's right. And I think as this economy changes over, it's going to happen in our lifetime, probably sooner than later. Don't forget global governance or management. Remember, scientific dictatorship of the community is the model for global governance today. It can be termed totalitarianism or despotism, neo-feudalism, neo-colonialism, neo-Platonism, many things. But we have to become aware of these things. We just have to become aware. And let's face it, if you can control energy, you control nations. When you can control food, you control people.
I think that's why I'm sorry.
No. And I think that's why today Americans have become a nation of interlopers, squatters, and beggars. We have no property rights because the communitarians have redefined rights, the word, everything about it. They do not believe
pride
in rights.
Pride and workmanship.
Well, they believe that rights only exist in that they are accompanied by duties and responsibilities. That's why you have this thing called responsibility to protect. This is why you have legislation like the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. We always say Obamacare or Affordable Care Act, but the full title is Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Responsibility to protect, R2P. This is bedrock communitarian legal doctrine. This was the...
I didn't want your HIPAA laws that are bogus.
That's right. Well, this thing called R2P was the foundational justification, the legal pretext for all the bloodletting in the Middle East in the aftermath of 9/11. Remember, the International Court of Justice at The Hague, that was spawned by the Fabian Society, remember? Along with the London
Yes.
School of Economics. What kind of law do you think they practiced there? It's communitarian law. But we have almost zero discussion today about these things. We're not going to hear it on our TVs. We're not going to read about it in our newspapers. And we're not going to hear it on our Sunday talk shows.
With the exception of Dr. Wynn Parker, he was calling for a court of science and medicine that they could justify the legality of some of these acts separated from civil and other laws.
But do we really need a grand jury of science and technology? Think about it. What would happen if we actually had allodial title to property? And that property rights were a fundamental right. True property rights. True property rights.
True property
that means you
rights.
Couldn't poison, that means you couldn't poison your neighbor's water, which is drawn from a well that you're both sharing from. Follow me?
I follow you because we have just our town has just passed biosolid laws that allows recycled human waste to be spread on the soil, and we've been fighting that. So a loyal title would probably circumvent the state, which has been fighting us all along. Yes, I do follow you, Lark.
I don't think Americans, since the time of the Constitution and before, ever really had a allodial title to property in this country. Because if you, you know, we didn't even know that there was, we couldn't even find a copy of the Treaty of Paris, which ended the hostilities called the American Revolutionary War, until the last 40 or 50 years when it was discovered in England. No one could find a copy. And what happened, if you read the language, you could read it online today, is that the crown, so-called, never relinquished, nor did the colonists beseech the crown to relinquish their sovereign rights over the territory. That would be the right of conquest and the law of discovery. And see, this was the camel's nose under the tent. This was the camel's nose under the tent from the beginning.
I follow you, yes. It's like what we're doing in Syria and Iraq and those nations, those seven nations.
When a man or a woman has no property rights, how should they be defined or described? But a slave. If you're denied the right to ownership of property rights, and you have no expectation of privacy in a tech-driven world, what does that portend for our future? And when we have continuous consolidation and mergers and acquisitions of large firms, like Whole Foods and Amazon, at what point will they have, I say they, the communitarians, have established total control of our lives, our air, our food, our water, our ability to cool our house? What does it say when a man cannot say that he owns the place where he hangs his hat at night? You see my point?
I do. And I can refer to many mortgages, they say people are tenants or tenants on the land. They don't
That's
say
exactly
owners,
right.
Things like that.
That's why I gave up my McMansion back in 2006. Because I read that damn thing over and over and over. I went down to the law library. I looked up words. And I was just left scratching my head. I almost did the same thing.
With a piece of property, yes. Took. Go ahead, please.
No, I just realized I got took. And so I think that's the biggest problem we have in this country. We stand a real chance in the 21st century of losing the right to ownership of our own minds and our own bodies. Not just the place we hang our hat at night. Our choices are becoming more narrowed.
And more evident that what you say is true, yes.
We're not taught how to think anymore in the schools. We're taught what to think. But who do you think drove all that? It was the corporatists, the capitalists. They wanted a population of conformists. They didn't want a population of free thinkers. Because they're more difficult to control. And that's why I've always urged people to look at the research of other people that have done far more interesting research than I have. People like Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. Yes. Also Robin Eubanks, invisiblesurfscaller.com. She wrote a book, 5-star rating. Guess where? On Amazon. Her book, Credential to Destroy, How and Why Education Became a Weapon. And there are many more researchers. Of course, my favorite is Nikki Rapana and her daughter, Nordica Friedrich.
Living in a yurt, I believe. Yes.
That's right. 250 miles north of Anchorage, Alaska. She used to live in Seattle, same neighborhood I once lived in. That's when she discovered that Americans no longer had property rights. She did a lot of research, and in those days, she was putting in a lot of FOIA requests. She lived in the Roosevelt neighborhood of Seattle, which is near the University of Washington.
I
once lived in the same neighborhood, although before her.
Have you ever met her personally?
Never have.
No.
We've done radio together. We've communicated.
Mm-hmm.
But there's very little discussion about these things anymore, and it troubles me. And so that's why I welcome the opportunity to visit with y'all today, just to keep this word alive and realize that there are some resources today that we still have access to, so that we can learn about what is controlling and governing our lives today. We think that we have freedom and liberty and personal autonomy, things like that. But we really don't.
As the powers that be are intending for us to not have those rights.
Remember, the powers that be, Norm, could be your neighbor, your neighbors, your friends, your frenemies. They could be your neighbor's children. I mean, look at communitarian law enforcement. Do you think these cops on the beat, these sheriff's deputies, do you think any of these agencies of government involved in law enforcement realize that what they're enforcing is communitarian law, and yet they say they're all for the Constitution?
As opposed to being a peace officer, yeah. Yes,
indeed.
They're deluded as well.
And so I ask you, if you are a dupe or you are a shill, and if the outcome is the same, what's really the difference? Whether a dupe or a shill, the outcome is the same. Americans, by and large, today are communitarians because they do not recognize that even such a word exists. And its definition, more than likely, includes themselves.
And it would take some effort on their part to
learn. You're not what you think or say. You're what you do. If you're a man who fell to earth, and you did not speak the language, but you knew that you needed nourishment, and your physiology was such that you needed the same nourishment as man in order to survive, what would he think about the lives we lead today?
It is. Well, if you'll forgive me, Lark, I'd like to give somebody else an opportunity to speak, and I encourage you to host for John anytime you can. your people just wait for your word. You have quite a following, I must say. Thank you.
Well, thanks very much for calling, Norm. You gave my voice a rest.
Great. I hope so. Anytime. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Good day.
All right. Thank you very much, Norm. And if y'all want to call in, remember, that number is 800-313-9443. So, who do we have? Very good. Let's bring up Mike in Colorado. How are you, Mike?
Hey, Lark, I called to tell you thank you so much for trying to raise awareness about this stuff. Your redundancy is necessary, and it's we're at the brink, and people don't know it, and I don't know how else to say that, but there's a new computer platform called Ethereum that if you haven't seen, you should check out, because I think it's going to be the vehicle that gets us to that final totalitarian everything.
Well, I'm going to look into that, and I've actually bookmarked that site. But I must tell you, you know, I once had a pretty decent little company for 12 years, my last business. I closed it down at the beginning of 06. And, I mean, I built it up from nothing. I had 12 employees, and I did business all over the country, everything else. But sometime early in 04, everybody was begging me that I needed to enter into the technological age. I mean, I just wasn't with it. I was a late adapter to the technology. I was the last person in my circle to get a pager. I only gave up my flip phone 2 years ago because they told me they would no longer support the technology. And nowadays, hardly anybody thinks they can survive without some kind of a phone on them everywhere they go, myself included. But I asked these whiz-bang techno geeks what I could do to protect the information that I was putting out on the internet, because I had to do business with banks and customers in other states, and I had to have a thorough inventory of the physical products that I was buying and selling. I had to know about their repair history, the specifications, electrical, gas, and the like. And I spent $180,000 over 2 years bringing the company into the 21st century. And I have to tell you, I wasn't happy with what I wound up with. Because you know, now I was...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, and now I was interdependent. I was dependent. I was codependent. Anything but independent. I was swept up by the Internet of Things. And I was told that bricks and mortar businesses were not going to survive. And I had the wrong business model. There were people making millions of dollars, a lot more money than I was making, and they had zero inventory. They had an office somewhere. And I said to myself, you know what? That strange foreboding I had back in the 60s and the 70s had come to pass. These techies were going to take over. And that's why they're so well funded. That's why they're well compensated today. You know, you look around you, the people that are doing well in this economy, they're all techies. Or they're small business people that have got on board with the techies and everything else. Hang on the phone there. Let's take this break and join me back on the other side, okay?
You know... Yeah, this is it, buddy. Oh. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Y'all be good. Thanks for joining us.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.